Welcome to this week's edition of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of MortgageRates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. It's August the 16th and the start of the week after the first rugby test. In this episode, I will give you a roundup of interest rate news, tell you a story about a refinance I've just done, and also talk about Westpac's latest moves. When it comes to home loan rate changes, the past week has been one of the quietest for some time. BNZ and Westpac finally caught up with the move to a sub 6% two-year fixed rate, and this is clearly the space where all the lenders are competing aggressively at the moment. What's been interesting to observe from my perspective is that ANZ is starting to exert its dominance in the marketplace. Recent stats and feedback from the market show that ANZ is currently doing very well. In fact, as the old cliche says, it's probably punching above its weight. When it started cutting the two-year rate, other banks followed. And when one bank tried to outdo ANZ, it exerted its muscle and went lower again to a sub 6% rate, and everyone's gone and pretty much matched it. One of the themes in the market at the moment is the competitiveness amongst the banks and their willingness to give away cash. When I spoke to Barbara Chapman this week, and she's the chief executive of the ASB, she said that she'd seen some deals out there which just don't stack up, and the deals that the ASB just weren't interested in doing. She also said the ASB had pulled back a little in the residential market because of the competition and the pricing, and it was focusing on the commercial and the rural sectors and was seeing some very good growth there. I found that too. We had a fixed rate loan coming up for refinance and decided, let's shop around and see what we can get. The current provider, who I'm not going to name, offered us a one-year rate at around 5.5% plus $1,500 cash. Other banks got close to what they offered, and ANZ, which is our primary banker, actually turned us down and wasn't prepared to match a deal. The message from our account manager there was simple. Come and see us next year and we'll see if we can do deal then. It was interesting to see if we can refinance in a year's time and actually get another $1,500 cash plus a discounted rate. It starts to look like a pretty good deal. Just sticking with all things economic, it's also worth noting this week that ASB economists have changed their mind now and say that the next official cash rate increase won't be until March next year. Previously, the prediction was December this year. It says a number of things to me. Firstly, the economy is not a fully fledged rock star at the moment, as some people seem to think. You know, and there's issues around here. The housing market's come back a little bit. The dairy prices have dropped back. And there's just not quite the same amount of confidence out there as we've seen before. Secondly, it says to me that if the ASB is right, we're going to see the floating home loan rates or the variable rates sitting where they are for some time now, probably another 6 months. It's also worth noting on the economic front that swap rates have come back a little, which may, and I'm just saying may, give banks room to trim some of their fixed rates. In the mortgage advice world, it's about to get a good shake-up. Westpac announced something many mortgage advisors had been hoping for, and that is a return of trail commission. So when a mortgage advisor writes a loan, he or she gets paid a commission up front, and that's all they get. Trail commissions are a second form of commission, and they're a smaller amount, and they're paid to the mortgage advisor every year, basically to service the customer. Trails were common in the market many years ago, but the banks pulled back from there, claiming they were unsustainable. So Westpac's move is very interesting. Some people may argue that commission is a bad thing and influences product sales. I say in this case it is good, and it is good because the package is not just about commission. It's about the relationship the bank has with its third-party distribution channel, and it's about building more sustainable businesses, which means the customer is going to get a better experience. I also liked another small change, which is more significant than the words. Westpac now recognises it deals with mortgage advisors, not mortgage brokers. It says that the broker connotation is all about a transactional business where it wants its mortgage advisors to actually be giving advice to customers. We're still waiting for a proper response from the other two big banks which deal with mortgage advisors. But earlier this year, I deliberately put the ANZ Chief Executive, David Hisco, on record about the bank's position with regards to trail commissions. He said he had no intention of playing in this space. It will be interesting to see if they make any changes here. ASB is also interesting because it does pay trail commissions for loans written through its subsidiary Sovereign. We've heard stories that it's been running workshops with various advisors showing how trail commission doesn't work. I think ASB is going to take a watch and wait approach to it, but I know many of the mortgage advisors out there are hoping that both of those other big banks reconsider their position and introduce trails again. That's it from me. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.